So where does this emergent strength of the Tea Party movement leave the Republican Party, or the Democratic Party for that matter?
To address those questions and more, we're joined by our regular Friday political observers, columnists E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and David Brooks of The New York Times. Welcome back to you both.
Good to be with you.
And David Brooks, let's start with you. Your column this morning seemed to be basically a message of relief for Republicans. You don't have to worry as much as you think.
Well, the question I asked was all the Tea Party rise, was that alienating moderate and independent voters or Republicans who may not consider themselves Tea Party types? So I looked around. I asked the experts like Charlie Cook and Peter Hart, two supreme pollsters or consultants. And the conclusion I drew is there's no evidence at all that they're scaring moderate or independent voters. At the same time, the Tea Party has surged, the Republican Party has surged as well. A majority of Americans want the Republicans to control Congress. A majority of Americans think the Republicans are closer to their values than the Democrats are to their values. At the same time, the Tea Party has surged. The number of House seats that are likely to go to the Republicans has risen to somewhere north of 40. In states like Ohio and Connecticut, Kentucky and Florida, Republican Senate races are trending Republican. So all in all, you have this continued trend with no sign of any weakening. It's not because the Republicans deserve it. Republican ratings are at an all-time low. But it's about the Democrats and the economy, and these two factors are giving the Republicans sort of an unearned revival right now.
EJ, no worries for the GOP?
Well, I agree about the unearned part of that revival. Christine O'Donnell said something very interesting. She said, "We are our country," referring to the Tea Party and the values voters. They are not our country. They are a small and influential minority that wins Republican primaries in small states because there aren't any moderate Republicans anymore. My friend David has been running this argument for a while that there is this deep anti-government mood in the country. And there was a very interesting polling result in the New York Times CBS poll this week. Voters were asked straight up, in trying to solve the economic problems facing the country, do you think Barack Obama has expanded the role of government too much, not enough, or about the right amount? Only 37% said too much, 34% said about the right amount, and 22% said he hadn't expanded government enough. When you look at that, it's a 56-37% majority against the small government view. Now, if you put the other two together, you've got a lot of discontent because the economy is bad, but some of that comes from the left. I think the other striking thing is, in some ways, the Tea Party is kind of a vanguard, like an old left vanguard party, a very small number of people. Christine O'Donnell won in Delaware with 30,561 votes. Joe Miller won in Alaska with 47,027 votes. That's 77,588 votes. To put that number in perspective, John McCain in losing got 59,900,000 votes. This is a group that can control the meeting because all the moderates stay home.
I want to talk a little bit more about that primary in Delaware. You have a Republican Party chairman in that state, Tom Ross, now saying the party is going to work for its candidates, including Christine O'Donnell, whom he did not back. In fact, he called her a liar in the primary and said she could not be elected dog catcher. David Brooks, how did they put that back in the bottle?
Well, there'll be warm embraces. I don't think they do. There are a number of Castle supporters who will not vote for her, will vote for the Democrats. I think if you walk around Washington and ask the Republican consultants or nonpartisan consultants who's going to win that race, they would give her maybe 15-20% chance of winning. So I think the overall view, if you ask Republicans, is was this good for winning the Senate? Was Tuesday a good day for Republican hopes of controlling the Senate? No, it was a very bad day. But they would say, overall, the Tea Party's given us tremendous turnout in most races. Contrary to what EJ says, 30% of the people in the country consider themselves Tea Party types. And so they've given us energy, they've given us turnout, they've given us momentum, and we lost a Senate seat because of it. In 1994, Ollie North got nominated in Virginia. He lost a Senate seat we should have won. It happens in these swing years.
EJ, you were in Delaware talking to Mike Castle and to the party chair there. What did he say? What did they say?
Well, you know, Tom Ross, the party chair, is both a very funny guy, and he was very angry about the campaign that Christine O'Donnell ran, and he gave me my favorite quote so far of the election season. He said, "I can buy a parrot and teach it to say tax cuts, but at the end of the day, it's still a parrot, not a conservative." I mean, it gives you a sense of how angry they are. I interviewed, sat down with Mike Castle the night before the primary, and it was really fascinating. He is a lovely, courtly man, a very old-fashioned kind of person. And I couldn't tell whether he thought he was going to lose or not. He seemed confident enough. And yet his entire analysis pointed to the decline of moderates in the Republican Party and really explained why he would lose. He said part of it is worry about primaries, why Republicans are afraid of being moderate. And this election has shown the power of very conservative groups. Well, that was very prophetic about his own defeat.
Could I ask you both, we had a New York Times reporter, Kate Zernike, on the show a few days ago. She has a new book out looking at the underpinnings of this movement, how it came about very, very early on, I mean, right after President Obama was inaugurated. And the movement really does rely a lot on community organizing, neighborhood meetings, sort of growth from the bottom. It almost struck me as that this movement is using President Obama's playbook from 2008. If that's true, and if the GOP can sort of harness this energy, does that look sort of dangerous for the Democrats? I mean, if the Republicans are starting to beat them on the organizing game.
Well, I don't think we know yet how this organizing plays in a general election campaign. They've only been tested so far in primaries. And I think it's a peculiar group because there are some grassroots elements to it, but there's also a very much of a top-down quality to it. I mean, one of the things Tom Ross in Delaware was so upset about, the Republican chair, is that the party had voted overwhelmingly for Castle at its conventions, and a group called Tea Party Express, which is mostly controlled by political consultants, dropped a couple of $100,000 in the state against Mike Castle, and that really helped turn the race around. Is this grassroots or is this money from the top? I think it's a combination of the two.
Yeah, the Tea Party has raised a turnout. They're going to pull people to the polls who were disillusioned with the Republicans and Democrats. But the real movement and the important movement, especially in the fall, now that the primaries are over, is the independents. And what's happened is the independents have shifted sharply to the Republican Party. They've shifted against who's ever an incumbent. It's astounding. Usually people say, I hate Congress, but I love my guy or my gal. But right now, I think it's about 34% of Americans would like to see their own representative reelected. Everybody else wants theirs out. And so the independents have sharply shifted. And I think it's the economic crisis also, but it's also a sense that the people who play by the rules are not being rewarded, and those who don't play by the rules are. And that's nonpartisan, really, non-ideological.
David, do you think that the Tea Party strength and this kind of purity testing that we're hearing about, does it make Republican members of Congress say, look, moderation be damned, these people have power, and if I ignore them, I lose my seat?
It'll be interesting. There are a lot of really good moderate conservative candidates like Rob Portman in Ohio, Mark Kirk in Illinois, Senate candidates. How will they react once they win, if they win? In the long term, I think the Tea Party will have a destructive influence because they are very purity-oriented. They don't believe in politics as usual.
Okay. Thanks to you both. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
David Brooks of The New York Times and E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post and Brookings Institution.